Today is the day to change your password, and Scott Shantz is here to tell us why. I don't want to change my password.
That is why, Simi, you're going to get hacked, because you don't want to change your password, and that's exactly why we're having this conversation. Today, Simi, is World Password Day, and people know that we have this, but it's not an actual, like, numerical day. World Password Day is the first Thursday of May. So that's today, May 2nd, the first Thursday of May is when it falls. And it's a day when the online community takes a moment to just sort of say, hey, guys, you should change your password. You probably haven't in a year. And today's the day that you should do it because, you know, the systems that the hackers are using to try to get your info and get your stuff, they're getting more complicated every single day. And the things that remain the same, Simi, are the sucky passwords that everybody uses.
Okay. I have a system for my passwords, but let's talk about the I'm sorry, how did you put it?
The sucky passwords that everyone uses.
Okay, yeah. let's talk about those.
And I want to talk about your system after because I'll explain something to you. But first, this should come as no surprise to anyone. The most common passwords, same as they were last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, who still does this?
Apparently a lot of people. Password, all lowercase.
No.
Admin, all lowercase. And unknown, all lowercase. So those are the most common passwords. And it's not even just that hackers are typing those things in. They have computer systems that just try all these different things, right? Like they can write a script that just tries all of these various passwords to get into your computer. Now, Simi, you say you have a system.
Yeah, I'm not telling you what my system is, Scott.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Can you tell me how many characters it is?
Oh, it depends. That's my system.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Because obviously, the more, here's what you need to know. The more characters you have, the more complex it is. This information I'm taking from an online company called Hive that does online security.
You know when you're prompted to change a password and then it judges you on your password? Like it'll say weak or medium or strong. Now, some people might just type it in and they don't care if it says weak. I view that as a challenge. Ah. So I won't quit until I find one that says strong.
Okay. Now, do you use the same password for all of your different accounts? You use different passwords. How do you keep track of them?
I have a system, I told you.
Okay. And you don't need to share your system with us, but I found this interesting. So that I found this spreadsheet that basically breaks out how long it will take a sophisticated computer algorithm to crack a system.
Okay.
So the easiest... most crackable things are if you have six or less characters, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you only use numbers in your password, any combination of six numbers, it can be cracked instantly. Like it takes a sophisticated computer no time to crack your password. If you start to add a lowercase letter, it goes up to 2 minutes. Your password can be cracked in 2 minutes. If you add an upper and a lowercase letter, that goes up to 2 hours. And then if you add a symbol, it goes up to 12 hours. So that's with six characters.
And that also, when you get to that point, you're no longer worth it.
I guess, yeah, at 12 hours. But maybe if you're somebody specific, but Simi, watch how this develops, okay? So if we go from six characters up to 9 characters, okay? If you just have numbers, 6 minutes. If you add a lowercase letter, 3 weeks. Upper and lowercase letters and numbers with 9 digits, 33 years. It would take a sophisticated computer 33 years to crack your password. Then you start adding in a symbol, like everybody just does, the engineering department team here, they say Shift-1. Everybody just adds the exclamation mark to the end of their password.
That's funny. Yeah,
that takes it to 479 years.
So clearly it
works. To crack your password. Yeah. And if you really want to be very, very specific, this chart that I found lists the number of characters. It goes up to 18, but I'll be honest. My system that I have something similar to you. I'm 9 characters, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and letters. So I'm at that 479 years to crack my password. If you go up to 18 characters, numbers, letters, uppercase, lowercase, and a symbol, it will take 19 quintillion years.
Wow. I was just counting my
password
in my system. So I run between 12 and 18 characters.
Okay, so let's err on the side of caution here. Let's say you have 12 characters, and I'm going to assume that you use uppercase, lowercase, and
a combination of all of these things.
Okay,
yes.
So if you do that, it would take 164 million years to crack your password.
Okay.
So in just a couple of minutes here, we've gone from instantly, a computer can crack it instantly if you just do like a birthday or a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, an anniversary, any of those number things. If you add uppercase, lowercase, and symbol, takes it up to 164 million years. So it's worth it to just put those, you know, put those things, you know, there's lots of talk about hacks in the news.
No kidding.
It's worth it to update your password, and today is the day to do it.
World Password Day. All right. We've all got some work to do, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is Scott Shuntz. If you want to weigh in, please don't be using 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as your password. Not today. Not after what we just learned there. You can email me, Sibby@cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.